Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra, daf nun beis, Baba Basra 52. Today's daf yomi, back on the Gemara of nun aleph on a beis at the bottom, the Gemara taught us a brisa which states, ein mekabim pikdonos, and then it lists different categories of people whom you cannot accept a deposit from because their concern is that maybe it was stolen. And one of those categories of people you cannot accept it from is lo menatinokos. You're not allowed to accept it from children. And the concern there is, as the Rashbam states, that we might have to be concerned, maybe gunvu me based balabayas shem darmsham. Maybe they took it without permission from the house where they're staying, and therefore it's prohibited to take it from them because usur l'sayeya yidei ovrei avera. We're not allowed to help people commit a sin, and by taking it from them, we're going to be encouraging them to take things without permission. And therefore, says Rashbam, if we don't accept it, yachzir l'makom shenganvu, they're going to return it to the place that they took it from. And so therefore, the Braisa tells us you're not allowed to accept it from a child. However, on our daf yomi, on Nunbezam and Aleph, the Gemara says, what happens if you did take it? Kibo menakot, and you're not supposed to take it, but let's say you did take it from this minor. What do you do with it? Well, then we have a problem, because you can't give it back to the child, because there the concern is, if you're going to give it back, as Rashbam says, he doesn't know how to watch it. En yodei lishmor, he doesn't know what to do with it. And if you're giving it to him, it's like you're breaking it and destroying it. And so therefore, what should we do? Says our Gemara, yasa lo segula. We make for this child a segula. Segula literally means a treasure or a trust so that the child can preserve this object without losing its value. Now, how do we make such a trust? My segula, what is the trust that we do? So here there's a dispute in the Talmud. Rav Chista says we make for him, we purchase for this child a sefer Torah, a Torah scroll. And Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, what do we do for this child? Dikla, the achol minei tamrei. We plant a palm tree that the child, the boy or the girl, can eat from it dates. And so therefore, the principle is going to remain in existence, and the child is going to get the fruits of this tree. So that's Rabba Bar Rav Huna's position. Going back to Rav Chista's position, that what do? We buy for this child the Torah scroll. So the reason behind a Torah scroll, says the Rashbam, is to read it and to study it. And so therefore, it's again the same idea as a palm tree, that the principle will be lasting because you have the palm tree and it's there, and yet the peros, you're able to use the fruits of it, which is to read it and to learn and to study from it. And so too in the Gemara Maseches Gittin on 52a, we learn that that if there's an executor of an estate for a child, the executor should buy a Torah scroll so that the child can study it and be educated from it, and therefore grow with the use of the Torah scroll, with the use of the dividends of the principle. The Ritva says that this does not only have to be a Torah scroll. It could be any sefarim, any books of a holy nature which you're going to be using to educate the child and to inspire the child. All of these things will also be permitted to use with the money that you got from the child and were unable to return to him. But the Chasam Sofer disagrees with the Ritva. The Chasam Sofer says, no, it specifically needs to be an actual Torah scroll, because in the end of the day, the minor is going to need a Torah scroll when they get older. And the reason why the minor is going to need a Torah scroll is because the last mitzvah in our Torah is to write a Torah scroll. So everybody is going to need to write a Torah scroll when they get older. And so for this reason, since the minor is going to have to do this mitzvah anyway when he gets older, therefore we should do this mitzvah for him specifically, and that's why we're able to use the money to buy a Torah scroll. But if he just buys books in general, then he's not fulfilling that mitzvah, and so therefore it's not as good for the minor. This question that the Chasam Sofer says that we should buy specifically a Torah scroll from him relates to a different dispute. Is it better to do the mitzvah on behalf of somebody at an earlier time, but then we've prevented this person from doing the mitzvah? Because now this child, when they get older, they're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of writing a Torah scroll, because they've already done it, and we've fulfilled the mitzvah on their behalf. So therefore, maybe it's better to not do it for the child, and not write the Torah scroll for him. Get him a palm tree, because when he gets older, this way he'll be able to write his own Torah scroll. This concept of buying a Torah scroll for a younger child, even before he's able to fulfill the mitzvah, and thereby depriving him of the mitzvah, or perhaps depriving him of the mitzvah, this relates to another question, which is a question that's debated amongst the poskim. What about a Torah scroll that you wrote and that then becomes lost, or is given away to somebody else as a gift? Have you fulfilled the mitzvah of writing a Torah scroll? And this happens a lot. A lot of people write Torah scrolls, and then they give it to their congregation as a present, because most people don't need to use a Torah scroll every week, and they want it in use. And so therefore, have you really fulfilled the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah that you need to have it in your possession? So the Torah Chaim writes that if a person writes a Torah scroll and afterwards he gives it over to his community, he's then lost the mitzvah of writing a Torah scroll, because you have to have it in your possession. And so therefore, he suggests that if you're going to give the Torah scroll away, you make sure not to really give it away. You're just loaning it to the community to use, and you're allowing them to use it, but you really are still in possession of it. However, people disagree, and they point to our sugya and say, our sugya says that you should buy the Torah scroll for the minor as a younger child, and so therefore, when they get older, the child at least has a Torah scroll in their possession. That's like what the Chasam Sofer says. And so we see from here that even though at a younger age he has fulfilled the mitzvah, it's still, he's able to fulfill the mitzvah when he gets older, and he hasn't lost that opportunity to be fulfilling the mitzvah. And indeed, that is how the Masaf Torani Tzohar rules that, in the name of the Marchesha, that if a Torah scroll is given to a young child at a younger age, he still hasn't lost the mitzvah. And so if you write a Torah scroll and give it away as a gift, you also haven't lost the mitzvah of writing a Torah scroll.